USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Right now, breaking news, the U.S. military on high alert after a U.S. airstrike kills a top Iranian commander. American forces stationed outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad after the compound attacked 2 days in a row this week. 750 Marines deployed to the region. New pictures show a charred reception room after Iranian-backed terrorists try to destroy the building. Iraqi forces being criticized for allowing the mob to pass numerous checkpoints and move into the green zone in Baghdad. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the U.S. may take preemptive action. He tells Fox News,
"We're going to defend ourselves and our interests and our people in Baghdad."
And more than 3,000 soldiers called up from Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the troops being sent to the Middle East. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu making some legal moves in advance of another national election. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will seek immunity from corruption charges, likely delaying any trial until after March elections, when he hopes to have a majority coalition which would shield him from prosecution while he's in office. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of accepting bribes, fraud, and breach of trust. After failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year, he gets a third shot at staying in office in March. This latest announcement essentially turns the upcoming election into a referendum on whether Netanyahu should be granted immunity and stay in office or step down and stand trial. A recent poll indicating a majority of Israelis oppose giving him immunity. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Department of Homeland Security looking at laws in 11 states allowing illegals to get a driver's license. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The Department of Homeland Security is looking into new laws in 11 states that allow illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses without proof they're in the United States legally and restrict data sharing with federal authorities. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf on Fox News reminds everyone,
anytime we reward illegal behavior, illegal activity, that's problematic for us. And what we have seen, particularly on the border, is that encourages more populations, more individuals to come here illegally.
Wolf is requesting a department study on how the law affects its enforcement efforts for both immigration and other investigations into human trafficking, drug smuggling, and counterterrorism. I'm Tim Berg.
An extremely dangerous situation involving fires in Australia. USA Radio's Wendy King brings us up to date.
Wildfires raging in eastern Australia have killed at least 7 people and destroyed more than 200 properties. Firefighters in New South Wales have been battling blazes for months during a prolonged fire season. 2,500 firefighters were trying to contain 112 fires that burned throughout the state. New South Wales police said 3 bodies were found, increasing the death toll to 7 in the past 3 days. A volunteer firefighter died when the truck he was riding in flipped over due to winds caused by the fires.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.